This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. Great to be with you, and especially all of our friends over at TalkStream Live. I just love watching my little... emblem there above all these big name talk show hosts. Hey, we love it. We love it. All right. Tonight, a big show lined up for you. Hour one, so much news to go over. We're going to be talking about WikiLeaks and just kind of a bizarre announcement that came out of WikiLeaks today regarding the Clinton document dump that we're all waiting for. But in hour number two, Jerome Corsi will be here. Dr. Corsi, who is a good longtime friend of the program, he'll be here tonight to talk about his bestseller, Partners in Crime. And what I want to do with this interview, I've heard Dr. Corsi on a lot of programs, and a lot of the talk programs, a lot of the interviewers, they're kind of interested in the dirt on the Clintons and all of that. And I am too, okay? Guilty as charged. But what I want to do in the time we have with him, he's going to be on with George Norrie later tonight, so I don't know if we get Dr. Corsi for the entire hour or a half hour. We'll see what happens. But in any case, I want to get into the mechanics of how the Clinton Foundation works and how they use it to profit personally, because this is very confusing. A lot of people don't understand how this works. It is money laundering at a very high level, a very sophisticated level. So that's what I'm going to focus on tonight when we bring Dr. Corsi on. I want to talk about specifically the Clinton Foundation and how it works and how this is such a really a dangerous precedent, because if presidents or other powerful people in our government decide to follow suit and set up their own foundation and use it in the same way, we basically are becoming a third world country, you know, selling out our country by selling influence through these bogus charities. So that's hour number two. Next week, we have biblical archaeologist Harry Moskoff, and he'll be joining us, I believe, live from Israel. And a lot of things happening, of course, in the Middle East, and he's got some new materials out and some new announcements, I believe a brand new website as well. Of course, we've had him on before to talk about the potential location of the Ark of the Covenant. He's got some more breaking information for us. He'll be with us next week. And then in 2 weeks, we bring on, he hasn't been with us in a year or so, Bible prophecy expert Dr. Ron Rhodes will be here, which is, this guy is brilliant, always fascinating to talk with him about Bible prophecy. That will be in 2 weeks. Well, I don't know where to start. I think I'll start with the monster hurricane, simply because I live here in Florida. And I started noticing this story yesterday. I have to tell you that a lot of times, you know, there are these tropical storms, and we hear a lot of that on our local news, and you start to tune it out. But I started looking at this yesterday and then today, and I'm telling you, this is going to be just an amazing storm if it actually hits the United States. And we're really not hearing much about this, but it's already being called the largest hurricane in recent history. And it's not only already a Category 4 storm with winds already at 145 miles per hour. This thing is only moving at 5 miles per hour. So it's continuing to get larger and larger and larger. And the size of this thing, if you look at it on radar, it's like it's approaching almost three quarters of the size of the state of Florida. And so even if, for the sake of argument, it doesn't directly hit Florida, which according to all the tracks we see right now, it's not going to hit Florida. It's going to go north, but it might hit the North Carolina area or even further north of that. But this storm is so huge and it's moving so slowly. Get this. The headline is 40 inches of rain could fall in some areas. 40 inches of rain. And according to the storm track, this could come ashore by the end of this next week. You know, we're looking at maybe Friday-ish or Saturday. This could make landfall in the United States. And it's already wreaking havoc throughout the Caribbean. And they say that this could absolutely wipe out Haiti, who of course, is still recovering from their last hurricane. And now this. And it's going to hit Cuba. It's going to hit Jamaica. And it's going to have a direct hit, it looks like, on Haiti. And then who knows where it goes from there. So watch this. It's called Hurricane Matthew. And if you have family anywhere along the East Coast from Florida, really all the way up the East Coast, I mean, this is of biblical proportion if this hits the United States. I mean, this is like the biggest storm that I think I've seen in terms of where this storm is at right now and its potential for strengthening not only wind speed, but also in terms of the size of this storm. Unbelievable. Hurricane Matthew, and this is going to be a big story now. Sort of was a small story the last couple of days. People aren't paying attention. It's the weekend. Look for this to be enormous news, especially coming towards the middle of the week. Now, WikiLeaks, I find this guy, Julian Assange, interesting. I'm not necessarily a big fan of his. He seems like an odd guy, but he's got a role in all this, I guess. He's releasing information which has been damaging to the Democrats, been damaging to liberals. I love when the truth gets out. I love whistleblowers. So in that, I guess from that aspect of things, I like Julian Assange. But lately he seems to be, I don't know, maybe overstating what he has. If you've ever played poker, it's starting to sound a little like someone that's bluffing here. I'm just being honest with you because he's been claiming that for some time he has documents that he will release and that these documents will lead to Hillary Clinton having to drop out of the presidential race, possibly be arrested. So those are the kind of stories that you're hearing. And also Donald Trump surrogate Roger Stone, who's been on the program before, we consider him a friend of the program. He's sort of beating the drum on this as well, saying that, yep, it's coming. The October surprise is coming. Well, the October surprise apparently is now that there will not be an October surprise, at least as far as the latest news reports that we have right here say that the planned announcement, which was going to be made from the Ecuador embassy, from the balcony of the Ecuador embassy, which is where he makes these announcements from in London, it says here, according to Assange's people, that his appearance in the balcony, this is almost like the Pope, right? His appearance in the balcony to make the announcement on Tuesday has now been canceled due to, quote, security concerns, end quote. You know, I honestly don't know what he's waiting for. I hope he has something on the Clintons. I wouldn't be surprised. There's probably a lot of stuff to have on the Clintons. But here's the problem. Some states have already started the early voting and all that, or I think it starts in just a few days. We need to do something here. Julian Assange, if you're listening, let's do something, brother. Have you got these documents? Let's see it. Put your cards down. Let's see what you got. I'll be there to protect you. All right, when we come back from this break, what is happening with the German bank, Deutsche Bank? And this could be huge. Brace for impact. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, so maybe you'll hear it here first, maybe you've heard it somewhere else, but make note of this. Deutsche Bank is on the ropes, and you're probably listening and saying, what in the world is this all about? If I wanted to hear this kind of talk, I'd go to CNBC. Look, we don't like to get into heavy financial news, so let me make this simple for you. All right, so in the European Union, you have really the strongest country financially that's left after Brexit is Germany. The largest bank in Germany is Deutsche Bank. And Deutsche Bank is legendary for being involved with the derivatives markets. And if you don't know what a derivative is, it's not like you're actually buying or selling stocks, but what you're really doing is betting on the movement of markets. You're betting on the movement of interest rates. It is as close to gambling as you can get without actually going to Las Vegas. Now, we know that according to all manner of sources that there are problems with the derivatives markets going back years. You know, that is, of course, we don't know exactly what the exposure is with Deutsche Bank, but there's some really weird things happening. For example, one of the articles that I read that was referencing the possibility that the German government could bail out Deutsche Bank, that if they could do that, it would take 10 times all the money that the German government has. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that just gives you an idea of how enormous this is. And there's been a lot of discussion over the weekend about what's going to happen next. There's apparently a very large black cloud hanging over Deutsche Bank's head right now with regards to a legal matter with the United States Justice Department. There was a rumor of a settlement of $14 billion. That would be the fine they would pay. This is how big of a deal this is. $14 billion. Well, according to Zero Hedge, this talk of a settlement is apparently not true. There is not a settlement. And here's what everybody is saying, and I've read several articles on this today, that this somehow has to be resolved before the election. Because it looks like that Deutsche Bank could literally bring down the entire world's economy. I kid you not. And there's some very, very weird things happening. According to Zero Hedge, clients are reporting, clients of the bank. Now, this is the largest bank in Germany, okay, that they had trouble accessing cash, unable to access their cash. Can you believe this? Some reports say it was due to an IT outage. It wasn't really that the bank didn't have the money. But man, this could be like Madoff on steroids to the millionth power. I don't know what is going on here. But somebody seems to be hiding something. Nothing good is coming out about this. And from all the reliable sources, we're starting to hear those same kinds of phrases. Too big to fail. This is being exaggerated. It's not as big a deal as people are making of it. Everything's going to be fine. When they tell you everything's going to be fine, everything's not going to be fine. So, you know, watch this week. This is going to be another thing where those people here in the United States are going to end up getting blindsided by this. I put this out on the internet last week. I sold all of my stocks last week, so I'm completely out of the market. I've got a number of people on my email list emailing me saying, what? You sold all of your stocks because of some bank over in Germany? Okay. If you don't realize how big this is enormous, 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 enormous. If you are at all conservative or moderate in your risk-taking, you might want to take a look at moving some money out of the stock market. I'll just leave it at that. This could be one of the biggest financial collapses in our lifetime, if half of what we're hearing is true. So watch this. This will be big. Right now, it's still just the story you're seeing in the financial newspapers, the CNBCs, the Bloombergs. You're not hearing much about it yet. But in the next week or so, just like I talked about with the hurricane, what a great metaphor, right? You're going to start hearing about this. Probably, you know, midweek, late week, you're going to start hearing Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Bank. Everybody's going to be talking about it. And you're going to say, wow, that's what Jim Paris said on Sunday night. Yep. And you're going to be able to hopefully take some action on this and at least square up your positions, maybe take a little bit of money off the table and get out of anything overly speculative that you have. So the other big news is, and I don't know if any laws have been broken here. It would seem like there would be some laws broken here. Somehow, someone anonymously mailed to the New York Times some of Donald Trump's tax returns. This goes back 18 years. And let's see here. It says that the losses he reported in 1 year were $916 million. And as a result, those losses, if you know how taxes work, you can carry forward your losses to future years to offset future earnings that you have. And that's how the tax system works, like it or not. There's a limit to how many years you can carry forward your losses, but it's only fair if you lose more money than you had in income that you can take those losses on a future year's off of a future year's income. So this is just standard business. But somehow somebody provided to the New York Times Donald Trump's tax returns, and they've now been published with some of the information redacted, I guess, like his Social Security number and things along those lines have been redacted. But this is now, you know, the big news. But Trump trumps them all again because Breitbart then comes out and reports that the New York Times, during their last fiscal year, which I believe was 2014, the last year that is available, that they paid no corporate income taxes because they had losses. So they paid no taxes. So here we go. The New York Times is outing Trump for having $900 million in losses in 1995. And look, you know how these real estate guys work? They have losses. They have something called depreciation. They have a lot of paper losses. This is where you're able to buy a building and then the government allows you to take a loss over a 28-year period for the value of that building. These are tax shelters. These are tax strategies that the wealthy can use. Anybody can use it. I've owned rental properties and taken depreciation deductions myself. So when you look at somebody that might have a lot of losses in terms of their tax return, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're really losing real money. It just means that they're taking advantage of some tax shelters that are available to them. I don't know. In this case, maybe Trump did have some losses, but that's what being in business is. You know, I'm not here to defend Donald Trump. As those of you who listen regularly know, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'll vote for Trump as a vote against Hillary. That's the extent of my enthusiasm for Donald Trump. But I will tell you this, that having been in the arena myself, having owned many, many businesses, having made a lot of money and lost a lot of money, that's the way it is. You know, sometimes it's filet mignon, sometimes it's hot dogs and beans. I mean, if you're in business, you have ups and you have downs. And the idea that they're going to take, you know, 1 or 2 years of this guy's taxes and put them out there and draw a lot of conclusions from it, I just don't know what makes any sense. And additionally, I just wonder about the legality of this. I mean, can you do that? Can, if you just happen to get a hold of somebody's tax returns, can you publish those? I don't know. It would seem like there should be some privacy law that would prevent that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, 9/11 victims. Obama tries to stop them from suing Saudi Arabia. Unbelievable. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are live on Sunday nights. Of course, we love all of the downloads during the week over at iTunes, SoundCloud, those of you that listen over at YouTube, Stitcher, etc. A lot of things going on over at the website. The website is christianmoney.com. I'm going to talk about this in just a minute, but the top story right now at christianmoney.com is about a Craigslist rental scam. And if you're someone that is in the process right now of renting a home, you've got to read this article. Or if you know someone that's in the process of renting a house, this is an ingenious scam. It's been going on for some years. This is not new, but it continues to pop up over and over and over again. We simply can't give it too much attention because every time you read one of these stories where multiple families are scammed out of their rent money and they end up homeless, it makes you want to cry. So take a look at that. That's the top story today over at christianmoney.com. We might talk about that a little bit this hour if we have some time. So a great article this week over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, by our editor at large, Robert G. Etman Jr. And the headline here is Congress overrides Obama veto of bill allowing 9/11 victims' families to sue Saudi Arabia. And this is one that I just don't get. I just shake my head. And of course, you know, all the elites tell us, well, yeah, if we let this go through, then what could happen is the U.S. government could be sued in other locations around the world and yada, yada, yada. Well, here we go. It says here on Wednesday, Barack Obama was handed the first override of any of his presidential vetoes when his rejection of the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act would enable 9/11 families to sue Saudi Arabia over the horrible events of that day. And it goes on to give the vote numbers here, which are pretty incredible. In the Senate, the veto was overridden 97-1. 97-1. They threw Obama overboard on this one. And then, can you imagine, though, going back to your home district, having voted against the 9/11 families being able to sue? I mean, really? I mean, who could do that? But apparently some people did, because over in the House of Representatives, the vote was not quite as unanimous. It was 348 to 77. So there are going to be 77 congressmen that are going to have to go back to their districts and explain this. You know, there's so many questions I have about 9/11. I'm not really one that goes into the conspiracy camp that our own government knew about it and was involved in it and so forth. But it seems clear that at some level, in my opinion, the Saudi Arabian government was aware of what was going on, or should have been aware, and was funding these folks. Whether they knew what the money was going for directly or not, we just don't know. But that's what a lawsuit's about, right? It's about an opportunity for both sides to get into a courtroom and each give their side of the story. But more than anything, it's an opportunity for the 9/11 families to have the kind of discovery that you get in a lawsuit. That means that they'll have an opportunity to demand documents and information. They'll have an opportunity to call witnesses. And if the Saudi government refuses to produce those documents and witnesses, then they would default in the case, meaning they could owe an ungodly sum of money, and those victims could go after their U.S. assets. You've got to wonder, though, Barack Obama, what dog does he have in this race, really? I mean, why would he go up? I mean, he would know for sure that his veto was going to be overridden. Why would he do it? You just have to wonder. It feeds the conspiracy that these presidents are being controlled, are being manipulated, maybe bribed for monies that would come later on after they leave the presidency, the presidential library funding, and all of that. And of course, the Saudis could certainly be standing in the wings with some big promises. But it just seems to me so disingenuous to be honoring the 9/11 victims on September 11th, and then just 3 weeks later be vetoing a law that would allow these same victims to be able to pursue additional legal means to find out what really happened. I don't know how you do that, but that's Barack Obama. I mean, the ultimate in duplicity. I don't know how you look at those families and then 2.5-3 weeks later, go back to Washington and veto this legislation. I just don't understand how you do that. So much more in the news. Of course, the one thing, I don't know what this is. I guess if you just repeat something over and over again, you can just pretend that it's true. But the media is still saying there was not an issue with Donald Trump's microphone at the debates. They're still saying that, notwithstanding the fact that on Friday, the Commission on Presidential Debates came out with a one-sentence statement. Talk about being dragged into the principal's office and being forced to utter the words, "I'm sorry." That's about all you say. They didn't even say they're sorry. They got a one-sentence news release here. It says, in their statement, regarding the first debate, there were issues regarding Donald Trump's audio that affected the sound level in the debate hall, end quote. That was what they said. Now, anybody watching on television, you could hear him sniffling, and it sounded weird. In fact, there were memes going around the internet the next day of him, you know, using an inhaler, like, you know, which I use for my allergies. But people were making fun of that. You could hear his breathing. Well, guess what? If up in Minnesota at our studios, if they turn my microphone up really, really loud and I started breathing into it, that's how it would sound. My show would sound like crap. Well, and that's how Donald Trump sounded much of the debate, because of his mic. Not only was his mic too loud, it was not consistently the same level. It was like they were turning it up and turning it down, because on occasion, even when he leaned into the mic to speak, you could not hear him as loudly as you could hear Hillary Clinton. And then when he backed away from the mic, you could hear the man breathing or sniffling. And it was such a big deal that they were making fun of him for that. But now the same media that was making fun of Trump sniffling are saying, well, really, there wasn't a problem with the mic. In fact, if you carefully read the statement from the Commission on Presidential Debates, it says that the audio was only affected inside the debate hall, but not for the television viewers. Well, I'm sorry. I watched it on TV, and something was definitely wrong. I noticed it right off the bat. I thought to myself, wow, this is really weird. Why am I hearing him breathing? But I only heard that when he was speaking. I would hear the breathing start, and then it would go on and off like somebody was playing games. I mean, no kidding. If you go back and watch that, and look, if you've ever done public speaking, there is one thing that I don't care how great of a public speaker you are. If you have a microphone that you are using, even if you're speaking to a modest-sized group, if you have a microphone problem and your microphone is making funny sounds or there's feedback or you can hear yourself breathing, that gets inside your head. And can you imagine the pressure that he was under giving this presidential debate and then, you know, hearing himself breathing back through his own microphone? It had to be insanity. It really had to be. But in any case, the media now says it wasn't true. In fact, I was watching CNN today. They have this this program where they sort of evaluate the media for the week. It comes on, I think, around 11 o'clock on Sundays. And they these are sort of the elite media guys that get together in a round table and talk about what the media did right and did wrong. And they just said, matter of fact, there was no problem with Donald Trump's microphone, but he continues to say that there was a problem. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you lie? How can you just say that on national television? I mean, look it up. It's right there online. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Obamacare is near a collapse right now. We'll tell you what one state is going to do to try to save their health care exchange. It's extraordinary, and you won't believe it. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever.
Get a U.S. Silver Eagle Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, just another quick comment here about the pending doom related to Deutsche Bank. If you think about it, what happened in the UK, Brexit as it was called, may go down in history as one of the smartest moves a country has ever made. I mean, those folks may have just left the casino with a bag of money before it was too late. This is just unbelievable. If Deutsche Bank goes down and all of Europe goes down and the UK is insulated from that because they exited the EU, it will be unbelievable because, of course, all the elites have been so critical of Brexit, as if Brexit was somehow going to cause the UK to be financially harmed, that by becoming ostracized, if you will, from the EU, that there were going to be some real downsides for them. It may, in fact, be someone that left before the fire. I mean, before the building burned down, they got out in time. That, I think that's going to be the analogy when all is said and done with regards to Deutsche Bank. So a lot of things that we're still looking for in that regard. Now, here's another story. Again, the media will just tell you that Obamacare is great. It's working just as the president said. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And we're all saving all this money, right? But yet the headlines, I mean, Bloomberg is, I would say, somewhat of an objective source when it comes to finances. But of course, we know Michael Bloomberg is not a conservative. But here's the headline. Near collapse, Minnesota to raise Obamacare rates by half. Now, you read the article here. And it says in the state of Minnesota that this coming year, they're going to have to raise the premiums for Obamacare on their health care exchanges from 50 to 67%. From 50 to 67%, they're going to have to raise the rates. Now think about what's happened here. Like in my own family, as I've shared many times, if I were to have stayed on my wife's health insurance plan through her employer, she's a school teacher, I would be paying about triple today of what I was paying 5 or 6 years ago. Triple. We can't afford for me to pay that much, and it's insanity for me to pay that much. So that's why I've opted out with Christian Medical Sharing. I'm doing the Christian Medical Sharing alternative, which has worked out great for me. But here we go. And so here's what's happened now. You face either paying thousands and thousands of dollars in fines that the IRS is going to be coming after you for. So you've got thousands and thousands of dollars in fines, or you've got to pay these astronomical rates. Some of these health exchanges are literally collapsing. I read an article the other day that some of the states are going to be down to having just one company to choose from. What kind of an exchange is that if you have one company to select from. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you think about what's happening with these exchanges and the increase in rates. Apparently, the insurance company subsidy, which a lot of people don't understand this, but the insurance industry has been getting millions and millions of dollars of subsidies in the beginning years of Obamacare, which is why the rates were so low. But what's happening is exactly what people predicted would happen, which is that you don't have what we call the magic of risk sharing or risk pooling that is traditionally what makes insurance work. You know, that is adverse selection, the idea that somebody can't wait until they're sick, till they need a heart surgery to go join an insurance plan. But you can do that under Obamacare because of the no restrictions on pre-existing conditions and all of that. There's so many reasons why this was a bad idea. But look, even if you thought, hey, this is a good idea, it sounds like it'll work. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? We're only into like the third going on to the fourth year of this, and we're already looking at these healthcare exchanges collapsing. So, like according to our guest, Dr. Elena George, who was with us recently, it looks like the plan was always going to be that we were going to have a single payer program. So what'll happen is all these health exchanges are going to collapse as per the plan, and then we're going to all have the equivalent of what is basically like Medicare, which the doctor's offices can't run on that type of a payment arrangement, nor can the hospitals. And what happens next? I mean, it looks like our whole health system is going to collapse. I don't know. I mean, it was a bad idea that it was bad in principle. And now actually in practice, in actually watching it rolled out, it's even worse. And nobody's calling the president to answer on this. You know, as many times as you'll see these press conferences, nobody is confronting the president about the reality of people paying double and triple for their insurance. We were supposed to all save like $2,000 or $3,000 a year under Obamacare, under these changes. That's not happening. And the exchanges are collapsing. And in this case, in Minnesota alone, this is a top story over at Bloomberg, we're looking at 50 to 67% increases. That's just this year. It'll probably go up that much in coming years as well. I mean, how much of someone's monthly income can they realistically afford to pay in health insurance? I mean, if you make $3,000 a month and you've got maybe $1,000 or $1,200 for your house, maybe you got a car payment, you got to buy groceries and some clothing. I mean, how much do you really have left? I mean, can you really, on like $3,000 a month, like spend $1,000 of that on health insurance? And if you don't, you don't really have a choice not to have it, because if you don't buy it, then you've got to pay thousands of dollars in fines that the IRS is now empowered to come after you for. So, man, this is really, really a big mess. But we don't really hear anyone talking about this during this election cycle. Not sure why. And the other thing we don't really hear a lot of people talking about, Trump has brought it up a few times, but it's just not a big story. Seems like the media is not interested in the national debt. You know, $20 trillion national debt, $20 trillion national debt. And it just doesn't seem to be of a lot of interest. Well, speaking of the IRS, this is an interesting story. And I just came back from Las Vegas. I was there for a conference, and it's a strange place. My wife and I've been there many times, but we always leave when we come back and we say, you know, that's just a weird place. It's just a weird, fakey, just kind of strange place. It really is. So there is a comedian in Las Vegas by the name of Vinny Favorito, and he is known as the Insult Comic. Okay. And he will be performing at the Westgate Las Vegas. And it looks like most of his money that he makes there will be going to the IRS. It says here that the comedian filed a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, claiming he has less than $50,000 in assets and owes $1 to $10 million in debts, and also owes quite a lot of money to the IRS as well. And so it looks like the money that he makes in lost wages, Nevada, looks like a lot of it's going to be going in to his bankruptcy, and it also says here to the IRS. They're comparing him to Willie Nelson, saying that he will be working at his new gig to pay the IRS. Isn't that cute? And then we close out this hour with the Craigslist rental scam. And let me tell you what this is. It's really a super low-tech scam. So here's how it works. Somebody will legitimately go and rent an apartment, or they will rent a house, and then they run an ad of their own that that house or apartment is for rent. And they will then take deposits and first month's and last month's rent from several people. They'll even give them the key, you know, give them the tour. And by the way, here's your key, and you move in on Monday and let me have your money now. Okay, great. Everything's fine. But they do that with multiple people. And so all 10 families show up. I'm laughing because it's just unbelievable. All 10 families show up to move into the house, the apartment, whatever it is. And obviously, they've all been scammed. And here's kind of the only way to protect yourself from this. If it's an apartment complex and someone's claiming they have the right to sublease to you, you need to go to the manager of the apartment complex and verify what the arrangement is. I wouldn't give money to that person to sublease from them. I would pay the apartment complex directly. The same thing goes when you're renting a house. Did you know it's just super easy to go to the courthouse records, which is online in most counties, and find out who the actual owner is of a house? So if someone's inviting you to a house to rent it to you, you can find out who the owner is by going to the courthouse records. And then you ask that person for identification. Gosh, it says that this house is owned by Bill Jones, and your name is not Bill Jones. Kind of wondering what's going on here. So that's how simple it is to protect yourself. But we trust people, don't we? And that's why we get in trouble. All right, we'll take a break for news and announcements. We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi, the book Partners in Crime. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.